Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Yes, welcome back to our continued coverage of Corelation's annual hybrid client conference here in beautiful San Diego, California. Look who we have in the studio lounge, the fine gentleman from Ascensus. Gentlemen, how are you? We're neighbors. You're right across the hallway there for me, and so I always invite my neighbors to come in and chat a little bit and find out what you guys do. So tell us a little bit. Well, let's do some introductions first.
Sure.
Your name, sir?
So I'm Brian Giles. I'm the director over at Ascensus.
Okay.
I'm Joe Lindberg. I'm the regional sales director.
All right. Brian and Joe. All right.
Perfect.
So tell me a little bit about Ascensus. What do you guys do?
Sure. So Ascensus, what we do is we actually partner with many of the credit unions that are here today, bank partners, trust partners, and we support their IRA, HSA, and ESA programs.
Okay.
So anything dealing with retirement, we provide legal support, document support, software support, technology, anything just to make it easier for them, for like our clients who are our credit unions that are here today, they can in turn allow their members to make it easier for them to save for retirement.
Oh,
that's really our goal, is to help savers save more so they're best prepared for retirement. So we provide tons of tools in that space.
So you guys are obviously targeting credit unions, and how do you guys work with Corelation? How does that work with Corelation?
Yeah, so our software actually integrates beautifully with Corelation.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, Corelation is the kind of the foundation of how they do their platform for the credit unions. They use Ascensus software when we actually support when their members come in and say, gosh, I'd like to open an IRA account. I'm looking to save for retirement. You know, I'm interested in a health savings account.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our software can come in and in a compliant way help them fill out all the documents that they need in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
We make it really easy for the member associates.
Awesome.
So it kind of walks them through very simply how to fill out the forms. We support the risk and compliance behind the scenes, and then ultimately they're able to deliver an easy solution for their members.
Right on. Are you guys seeing like an uptick in this kind of activity? I don't want to say business, but activity, because there's a lot of folks that are retiring right now and moving on to that next chapter in their lives, and a lot of new fresh faces coming in. So are you guys seeing an uptick in activity in this area?
We certainly are. Hard to believe, but every day in the United States, 10,000 baby boomers are retiring.
I believe it.
A lot of those baby boomers are converting their 401ks into IRAs and bringing, of course, all those assets to the local credit unions that we work with.
Right on, right on. So what are there any industry issues or trends that you guys are seeing? I mean, as far as uptick in activity, 10,000 a day, my gosh.
I would say the biggest increase and the biggest trend right now is the HSA, which is becoming more and more popular.
Mm-hmm.
The Ascensus program that we offer does administer both IRAs, HSAs, as well as ESAs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have put a lot of the resources with Ascensus into developing our HSA program and being able to better enhance the HSA offerings to our clients.
Right on, right on.
Yeah, the neat thing about health savings accounts, which is our HSA program, is, you know, it's tax-free money going in, tax-free money going out when you use it for a medical purpose, and then it's tax-free growth. So what we're finding is a lot of the members of the credit unions are discovering this is a wonderful way to not only take care of immediate health needs, but also future health needs
as
well.
Exactly,
exactly. Devenir does a great report, and they did a big study, and they looked at the average 65-year-old couple, how much money will they need out of pocket above and beyond Medicare to pay for health costs.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've discovered is you're going to need about $200,000 to pay for health care.
Wow.
And the nice thing is you can build your HSA account up in a tax-free way to ultimately take care of many of those expenses.
Tell me about this HSA, because I find this fascinating. So is there a time limit to use it, or how does that work? Because I mean, obviously this is a great thing for a credit union to offer its members and its staff as well.
It is. The one stipulation right now, to have an HSA account, you have to have a high deductible health plan through your employer.
Okay.
What's wonderful about this is if you have small employers that actually do business with the credit union, a lot of them are struggling to offer their employees health care programs. But by offering a high deductible health care program to your employees, it's much more, you know, cost effective for the employer. But then in turn, they can send them to the credit union and say, gosh, you can open up an HSA account now, which is a nice way of offsetting the expenses.
Agreed, agreed. Oh my gosh, yeah, what a good deal. Yeah,
it is.
A total value.
But it's a big trend. We're seeing many, many organizations getting into the business. We see it as great growth potential.
Mm-hmm.
There's also bipartisan legislation right now. Hasn't passed through Congress yet, but because it has bipartisan support, we're seeing a lot more fluidity when it comes to HSAs. Doubling the amount of that you can put in as a family into your HSA account, increasing that up to almost $16,000-$17,000 as part of the proposal.
Okay.
As well as many of the products that you can purchase with your HSA account. So now, you know, if it passes, you'll be able to go into CVS and buy like Tylenol or, you know, Advil, some of the other things. So it makes it much more usable. So.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and what are you guys talking to credit unions here at the show? What do you hear? What's the buzz in the hallways, so to speak? And maybe associate that with what you guys do.
Sure. Well, here at Ascensus, you know, our program called IRA Direct, we introduced some integration to Corelation back in March of 2020. And really, we are just kind of looking to promote that integration, make it a little easier for our clients to use our program in connection with their core, having a single sign-on, as well as, you know, promotion of the HSAs and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We do offer a lot of different IRA, HSA, as well as ESA education at Ascensus as well. So promoting those educational events as well as the integration would be our main goal with our clients.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. All righty, guys.
Absolutely.
Well, we're about to have lunch here, and the entire conference is going to be in here, and so you guys got to be ready. So I don't want to keep you too much longer. But anything else to add to wrap up on the conference itself, or anything else?
I'll tell you, we're just thrilled to be here.
Good.
Corelation is a great partner of ours, and you know, we meet many of our clients that are already here. They're members of not only Corelation but Ascensus, and it's kind of like a family reunion for us. So we love it.
Definitely.
Good deal.
And it doesn't take much to get us out to San Diego.
Yeah.
I apologize for the weather, though. It's a little cloudy out right now, but that sun will come back one of these days. But thanks for being such a wonderful neighbor, and congrats on the success already. And
thank you.
Let's keep that activity going. All right, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Brian. Thank
much
you.
Appreciate it.
Joe, well done.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work there. Ascensus. And it's ascensus.com, I assume, right?
Yes. We'll put that.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.